What's up, everybody? Welcome to JT's podcast, where we explore mysterious stories and put a hilarious twist on current situations. I'm JT, and today we're talking about the Chickamauga virus and Epstein's New Mexico compound. Now let's get it. So let's start off with, we have another virus coming out of southern China, and the local health officials have reported more than 8,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses. And you know what it's like, man, with the prolonged debilitating joint pain. I guess that's the side effects of this. Basically, you're on a super hangover for the rest of your life. You know how you wake up and your joints are just aching and shit? Well, that's what's happening here. And we all know Bill Gates and all these other people have been, you know, experimenting with mosquitoes. And we all know those vampires. They've allegedly, I don't want to get them in trouble by them or anything, have killed more people with their little sexual disease called malaria. That's them, baby. Than anything else. Because I guess that gives you diarrhea. You know, there's a case between diarrhea, malaria, mosquitoes. Those are the three horsemen of death right there. So, but out there in China right now, man, they have soldiers wearing masks out there in the local parks, just fogging them up with insecticide. Drones have been deployed to identify breeding sites. They got the drones out, man. You know, that's the big dogs. That's the Wendigos in the neighborhood. The drones and the fogger misters. Researchers also released a giant elephant mosquitoes whose larvae prey on the virus. Carrying mosquitoes, you know. Yeah, the virus carrying mosquitoes. That's all. They released more mosquitoes to solve the problem. Hey, if they don't fix it, use more. That's always works, huh? You know what sounds like it's gonna happen? Is those mosquitoes there are gonna get that virus and just welcome everybody to the club, buddy. It sounds like the first illness, which was created by, I don't even know, buddy. It was like a lab with Americans running it in China. Like, it's so confusing. And then, now we're releasing the mosquitoes with viruses from southern China. But boy, if you've ever tried to catch a mosquito, buddy, it's damn near impossible. And how to stay safe, you ask? No bodies of water around your crib. Don't leave no bodies of water where they could just larvae up. They said it's only a southern China thing now. Don't freak out. Hey, yeah, don't freak out. Nothing to freak out about, but it's just like anything, man. Try not to get it. Stay away from the bugs. Speaking of bugs, man, I used to be down with the bees. We were cool with this bee for about 4 weeks. And not 4 weeks, not 4 days. I'm back here in my backyard. We're all watering. All of a sudden, this bee stung my son's finger. My kid, he's 2 years old. He got his finger stung by a bee. I was like, hey, I sprayed the bee down. The bee got up. The bee got all the business I wanted. We were living copacetic for a while. Not no more. Now it's on sight. Every bee I see, I look at like a fly. And that's how terrorism starts right there. That's how terrorism starts right there. See? Me? I was at the local chilling with my son. Some foreigner came up here, owning my shit, stung my son. I had to regulate. Now I'm gonna regulate every time I see that thing. They say we need bees. I disagree. Kill them on sight as soon as you see them. Don't go hunting for them, but if they come in your area, by all means, deal with that thing. But man, that's how to stay safe. We also have Jeffrey Epstein and his New Mexico property. And a little bit about Jeffrey Epstein is, you know, he was a Brooklyn guy, a banker, who got in with the in crowd, dude. And then he started collecting people and getting dirt on people and all that good shit. But hey, he has a compound out there in New Mexico. This guy did a great video on it. We're gonna cut to it right now and we're gonna do some reactions. Now let's get it. Okay, what's up everybody? So we're back. And let me give you a little pretext of what we're about to see. So this is verified by workers, by people who have been there, you know, some of the alleged victims, as they like to say, coming out of this New Mexico property where I still think he resides and lives. And as you're about to see, there's just some sketchy stuff going on here. And, you know, so this is just like a little look inside of the property that nobody's really talking about as high security. And, you know, is that probably they're really the one. But let's check it out from like a real view.
35,000 square feet or something. 35 or more. Actually, what? Middle of the New Mexico desert. There's like, I'm pretty sure it's 7.5.
Oh yeah, and big shout out to Coop, you know, the creator of this documentary, COOP on YouTube. Go ahead and check him out. Now let's get it.
Some information that you may have never heard before, or at least provoke some new thoughts. But now it's time to kick it up a notch. All this discussion of subterranean structures and debauchery at such a scale to make Sodom and Gomorrah blush made me wonder what else we're missing about Epstein. After all, we are here for the lesser known facts. Many of you may be familiar with the Epstein of 2020, a very much so hated man, but I would say it was not always that way. In fact, he was in Cosmopolitan's Bachelor of the Month on July 1st of 1980, described as a New York dynamo looking for a quote, cute Texas girl. And I'd say Texas girls probably dodged a bullet. But I prefer these descriptions of the fellow better. The source material is in the description. These are the excerpts from the 28th of October 2002 edition of The New York Magazine, who got a personal interview with Epstein, himself, and those who knew him. And this was a big deal because at the time, Epstein was considered somewhat of an international man of mystery, with people wondering where his money came from and how he made such good friends like Les Wexner and how he made such a quick rise to the top. And this is what they have to say about Epstein in the magazine. The wizard that meets the eye is spare and fit, with a long jaw and carefully coiffed head of silver hair. He looks like a taller, younger Ralph Lauren. A raspy Brooklyn accent betrays his Coney Island origins. He's an enthusiastic member of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. Here's the thing.
Whoa. Well, that's a little shocker. Or is it? This boy's that commission? Look it up. It's David Rockefeller. The good old Rockefeller, dude. They're rock. They got their name right, dude, because, you know, they throw rocks and they're fellas for sure. That was a good one. But, you know, we're out here swinging. We swing. But, you know, like, Epstein's connected to the highest people in the world. We're talking people who are doing human experimentation behind our wildest dreams, kidnapping people and experimenting on them, trying to make themselves live longer. It's all about exponential living for these rich billionaires and weirdos. And like, he's connected, man, and that makes you think, should we even be talking about this? I think so, allegedly. Now let's get it.
About Epstein, as some collect butterflies, he collects beautiful minds. I invest in people, be it politics or science, it's what I do, he said to friends. And his latest prize addition is the former president, Clinton. But it is his covey of scientists that inspires Epstein's true rapture. Epstein spends $20 million a year on them, encouraging them to engage in whatever kind of cutting-edge research might attract their fancy. They are, of course, quite lavish in their praise in return. Gerald Edelman won the Nobel Prize for Physiology.
Man, I just can't get over how he's in that transmission aboard. Like, that's like, you know, that's basically like having the Pope as running the Catholic Church or something like that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, that guy's in charge of taking care of like the people across the world and making sure everything's good and no one's getting touched. It's usually the people in charge of that job of stopping it doing it. I mean, the corrupt people, you know, they tend to go what they want, but like, I don't think you guys know how big this is. Like this is just the tip of the tit, dude, is like, you're gonna get some suckulage out of it, but it's not gonna be at all. Because when you're connected to the Rockefellers, dude, they've been owning the world for millennia. They said Jesus was paying his rent to one of the block of the Rockefellers back in the day. He couldn't even get off paying rent. Oh, Jesus Christ, from the Rockefellers, allegedly. That's how deep their fangs are in society across the world. We don't even talk, when I was growing up, it was all about the Rockefellers. Let's hate on the Rockefellers. It was Monsanto, Rockefellers, and aliens, dude. Yeah, Bigfoot aliens when I was growing up, dude, yeah. But where I'm from, dude, I come from like a mining community in Colorado. Shout out. Even sold this property in New Mexico. Born on the southern border of Trinidad, so connecting New Mexico. I had a lot of friends, went to school in New Mexico. Let me tell you something about the New Mexico mountains and stuff out there. There ain't places you're getting because there's big ass fucking metal gates chained off. And unless you know somebody with that fucking lock, that key, you ain't getting behind there to those mountains and stuff, to all these little offshoots. So if we didn't create drones, I don't know what we never saw anything, man. It's a goddamn miracle. Speaking of drones, I'm like, I've been going back to my old spot to check it out because we're trying to do this little fix up and shit. But like, the birds there are for sure CIA operatives, dude. They just come up on you and they're just like all up on you, dude. Fucking trying to get your data and stuff. But man, we're gonna go back a little bit in this video and we're gonna talk to this contractor and see what he really got to say about this whole thing. But like, yeah, let's go back and check this out.
In very early 2000s, the first was a man that Epstein had around in order to manage the property's repairs and any general work that needed to be done, giving him the sort of look of the space that few others ever received. And this man gives a very, very strange account of what he encountered on the property. One of the first things he noticed is that there was a room which Epstein referred to as the fertility room. It was about 1,000 square feet and was completely decorated in erotic imagery. I'm talking everything from the crown molding to the pillows to the lamps and everything in between. It was one giant pornographic scene filled with people and, by some reports, animals ding-donging one another. While this contractor managed to sneak several pictures of the property out.
Alright, yeah, and let's cut that right there And then let's see what the New York Times has to say about this real quick, because they got this catchy, cool picture of like some art or like something, I don't even know, some statue hanging. I mean, that is kind of cool, dude. But yeah, let's see this. As a gift for Jeffrey Epstein's 63rd birthday, friends sent letters to tribute to the wealthy financier and convicted sex offender. Several shared a common theme, recounting the dinner gatherings that Mr. Epstein regularly hosted at his palatial townhouse on Manhattan's Upper East Side. Hey, sometimes you forget to read, dude. It comes back to you though, mid-sentence. But, this is just, it's sketchy, weird shit, dude. Let's see. The great diversity of deaths. There's no limit to your curiosity. They wrote in their message, which is compiled with others in January 2016. Not too long ago. You are like a closed book to many of them, but you know everything about everyone. So sketchy. Again, people think this guy's some dumbbell, but like, dude, this guy's not an idiot, bro. This guy was a psychopathic sexual demon that was trying to clone himself, trying to clone other people, having like if you if they, people think of him like some dumb New York like average just city dude, bro, that's not it. I'm convinced. Like now the media, like they're just never gonna give us nothing. This is like basically all the media moguls were Epstein's boys, dude. So. Like, what do you want, dude? Like, let's look at these. Let's look at the letter again. A simple salad and whatever else would enhance Jeffrey Dreff's sexual performance. That's That's written in a letter from Woody Allen, there, buddy. Let's see. Woody Allen was a frequent guest at in Jeffrey's house, which is oh so weird. Is Woody Allen also. So if you were well connected, you were making a difference, he found your niche and just like, let's look up this guy real quick. Let's look it up. Martin Zuckerman, okay. Allegations, always put allegations at the end of your search, okay? Okay, now let's see, dude. Okay, no way, look. Into legal with a Russian model. No way. Is she still alive? Let's see if this a Russian model is still alive now. Oh, 108. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a real estate developer behind the U.S. Post. Yeah, okay. They own the media. These same people own all the media. This is, of course, this is what they're going to say. Several billionaires, they're all, like, in on doing what they want, dude. And let's see what's going to happen to her. Let's see what's going to happen to this Russian model who's going after these billionaires, dude. Whoa. She was involved. Oh. Now he faces it. Every time I pull a string, I end up going down. All right, never mind. Let's check this. Let's go back. And yeah, Woody Allen described the dinners as Dracula. Castles, that's interesting. So if you're at, like, bottom line, if you're hanging out with Woody Allen, you're cut off, dude. You adopted your stepdaughters and got with them, bro. Like, if you did that, bro, around where I'm from, my grandma will beat your ass. Like, you can't be doing that, dog. That's weird. And these letters, this is a letter from him. I got to read this, like, oh my God, always accept it. If you're writing other men letters, brother, hey, actually I did. My boy got locked up. I had to write him some letters. Shit was sentimental as fuck. If you don't drop a tear when you're writing a letter, you ain't fucking writing the right person, dude. I used to moisten up the letters with my teardrops. Right, write that in. I miss you, buddy. Hope you come back well. And not so dumb and retarded and get locked up again, stupid. That never works. They always get locked up again. That's why you stay out the system, like Jeffrey Epstein's fucking, you know, him and all his bad fucking billionaire friends experimenting on people. But all right, let's see if there's any more pictures. Oh, here you go. Him and his, Jelena the Pope. Oh my God. Him and, I don't know, let's see, Hillary Clinton there? Whoa, just all the rich and famous, wait, oh my God, look at Bill Clinton and who's that other guy over there? Sure, I don't know who the fuck, there's so much famous people, I don't even know. Oh my God, that's a Virgin Mobile guy. Oh my God, the architect.
Wow.
Wow, this is Trump here. This is. All right then, everybody. That's that. That was JT's podcast. We learned about the new virus coming out, how to protect yourself. We learned about Epstein's New Mexico compound. There's some futuristic clone, weird stuff. It's probably still alive down there. I would stay away. Shoot on site. It's more protected than Area 51. And you know what? Like, subscribe. What do you guys think about what's going on? How would you protect yourself? And you know what? How do you stay off Epstein's compound list?